get started. I think we have some sheets here if anybody needs. The sheets, if you have a Ramban, the sheets are not indispensable, but there is a Rambam that's not in the Ramban. Okay, so this is the Ramban. I was a little bit, I don't know if I've done this before. The reason why I might not have done it is because it's like soda stick and also relatively short that I feel like I have nothing to add. You know what I mean? It's like Ramban just says his approach. It's incredibly important. But what do I talk about for 25 minutes? So let's see. Let's do it and see what we think. Okay, so it says at the end of the parsha, the story of the Akedah. Elohim nisas Avram. So the philosophical question is, what does it mean that Hashem tests somebody? The idea is that a school might test you, the SATs might test you, because there are these outside people that want to be able to give you a grade. You want to be able to determine how qualified you are, how much you know, what your abilities are. So the idea usually of a nisayon is assuming that the person testing you has a lack of understanding of your abilities, and the point of the test is to reveal your abilities. So when it comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that seems to be impossible. Hashem knows what our abilities are. He knows what our knowledge is. He knows what our where we are as people. So what's the point of a nisayon? Okay, so that's what's going on here. Says the Ramban, "Ve'elokim nisa as Avraham." Inyan hanisayon hu ledati. So Ramban says we don't have any clear discussion about this in Chazal. I mean, he doesn't say that, but l'chora that's what he's implying. The idea was means to have a nisayon, but what it seems to be, in my opinion, bavur hayos maase ha'adam rishus mukhletas biado. We know that one of our beliefs is that people have free will and they can choose what they want to do. Im yirtze yase v'im lo yirtze lo yase. Right? You could choose to do or not to do. Yikra nisayon mitzad haminuse. So it's called a test. It's called some sort of challenge from the perspective of the person who's being challenged. Meaning, all of a sudden, I don't know. Your friends from high school are calling up. They want to get together Thursday night, and you really want to see them, but you feel like they want to go to a movie that maybe is not appropriate, or they just want to be in a place that's not appropriate. So you have this certain tension. Okay. So Hashem knows where you are. Hashem knows what you'll decide. But from your perspective, you have a certain nisayon. You have a certain tension. But the tester Yisparach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though he knows what your abilities are and what you'll decide, so then he is putting you in that position of being tested to be able to bring out your potential from potentiality to actuality. In order to be able to reward you for somebody who, through his actions, does the right thing. Not just somebody who has this potential ability in his heart to be a good person. So this is also, I don't mean cliche in the negative sense. I feel like it's cliche just because the Ramban said it, and therefore we all know it, even though we might not know that it's the Ramban. I'm not sure if the Ramban's the first, but he could be. There we go. Kiva, they helped us out this week. And Bar Ilan actually gave us the pasuk there, right there. Tehillim Yud Aleph. Right? Hashem attests a tzaddik, meaning dafka tzaddik. Kishu yodea b'tzaddik she'asa retzono. Hashem knows, I don't know if it means, obviously there are people who fail tests, but Hashem only tests somebody because he knows that person should do the right thing. He has the ability to do the right thing. V'chafetz lahatzdiko. Hashem wants a person to be brought out to be a tzaddik. Yitzaveh oso b'nisayon. Hashem will test him with a test. From this perspective, Hashem knows what a person's abilities are. If he knows this, if I put the person into that position, he's just going to fail. So what's the point of testing him? Would I want to give him onesh on masara? It's just not a levra. Like, what's the point of testing the person if he's going to fail? There's no purpose. So therefore, Hashem won't send this nisayon to somebody who won't be able to pass it. We see that the entire idea of a nisayon is for the benefit of the person being tested, again, to bring out that potentiality into actuality. But the idea that Hashem's not going to send somebody a nisayon if he can't withstand it, says Ramban, of course, because Hashem knows what our abilities are before the nisayon. The whole purpose is only to be able to bring us to the point where we can have earned that reward for having succeeded in the nisayon. And therefore, there's no point in sending a nisayon if the person can't overcome it. Okay, that's what the Ramban says by Avram, by the Akedah. So before we appreciate where the Ramban is adding something different, let's see how the Rambam has the idea of a nisayon. There wasn't a question here, was there? No, okay. So it says the Rambam in the Mor Nevuchim, it's on the sheet for guys who have it. If you guys don't have it, you can just listen up. Omnom hanire mehanisyonos haniskaros batov v'makomos ahem. The Mor Nevuchim was written in Arabic, so sometimes the translations are a bit choppy, but whatever. So the idea of a nisayon that's mentioned in the Torah in several places, Shem kfar ba'u be'inin ha-nisayon v'ha-bechina ad she-yeida Hashem Yisparach emunas ha-ish ha-hu o ha-uma ha-hi o yecholes avodaso. I don't know how to translate that properly, but I think what that line is saying is that even before the Nisayon, we have to understand that Hashem knows the person's ability. Let's say it says Hashem sent a Nisayon to a nation. Hashem knows the nation's collective ability. Hashem knows it. V'zeh ha'inyan hu ha-mesupak ha-gadol. And this whole idea of what it means to be tested is thing which is very unclear. If Hashem knows it, what's the point of testing? V'kol shekein inyan ha-akeda. Asher lo yada bilti Hashem v'hem shneim. All the more so, I think the Rambam was already kind of showing his hand. You want to say sometimes Hashem will put somebody into a position where, you know, there's a bunch of guys in the dorms, and then the guy gets a phone call, and you could tell, he's in some awkward position, what's he going to do? He's dealing with his parents or with a friend or whatever. And then he makes the right decision, and everybody's like, wow, I could do that too. But here it was just Avram and Hashem. Nobody else was seeing the Akedah. So as incredibly difficult as that Nisayon was, there's nobody even to observe it. Okay? So what's the point? V'nomar lo ki ate yadati ki rei Elokim atan. It says, now I know that you're a Yirei Hashem at the end of the Akedah, but what's the point if nobody's there to see it? V'chein amru ki minase Hashem alokeichem eschem ladas hayishchem oavim. It says Hashem is testing you. Anybody remember that pasuk? What was it talking about? It was talking about by the man? By not having food in the midbar? I don't remember. Hashem minase Hashem alokeichem ladas hayishchem oavim. Oh, is that by the Nabi Sheker? I don't know. Does anybody remember? I forget where it is. Somewhere there. It's in Nisayon that I think it's maybe by the man or not having water. I forget. V'chein amru l'da'as asher b'lavecha, to know what's in your hearts. So it's the pasuk part of the pesukim of the Rambam is that Hashem actually needs the Nisayon to see how we're behaving, to know what's in our hearts. So that seems a little bit strange, says it implies the Rambam. V'ineni matir l'chol kol ilu asfekos. So I'll explain it to you, says the Rambam. No, it's not the pshat. You want to the MS, says the Rambam? I'll tell you the MS. Really, Hashem knows what the person's going to do. Hashem knows the person's abilities. There's no point of testing somebody from Hashem's perspective because he knows. So what does the second mean? It means to be able to... Sorry. Second. I made the bracha before, but then it would be a question. If I didn't make the bracha, would I have to make a bracha? But I already made the bracha. So he says, the purpose of a nisayon is to put out into the public place, a public discussion, how a person's supposed to act and what a person's supposed to believe in. When a person withstands this act, Avram, was able to believe in Hashem and was willing to shecht his son, so the nisayon is not for that one act. The Nisayon is, we can all learn from that and see how we're supposed to behave. Ki Avram Avinu lo miher lishchot Yitzchak lefachto me'Hashem shi'argeu o yirosh sheyu. Avram Avinu, he wasn't, maybe the Rambam was thinking of like pagan stories or something like that. Hashem wasn't like scared that this mean God is going to come and punish him, and therefore I have to do his bidding. That's not what it says. He's a Yirei Hashem. He wasn't scared Hashem is going to kill him. He wasn't scared Hashem is going to impoverish him, and therefore he has to do the Akedah. Aval kedei, what's the point? Kedei sheyis parseim livnei adam ma roi la'asoso b'shul avas Hashem yisparach v'yiraso lo litikvas gmul v'lo lepachan onesh. But it's publicizing, Avram Avinu did this because Hashem told me to do it. I don't understand. It's got to be incredibly difficult. Maybe he even had a certain hesitation. But Hashem told me to do this. As much as it's impossible for me to comprehend, I'll do it because I love Hashem. I fear Hashem. I know it's the right thing to do, even though I can't comprehend why. I'm not doing it to get rewarded. I'm not doing it because I'm scared of getting punished. I'm doing it because it's the right thing to do. And then the Malach says, now I know the Yirei Hashem. What it means is that now we're able to publicize to all of humanity, for all of generations, for all the major religions that are going to be reading this story, what it means to be Yirei Hashem. What it means to be somebody who is able to be Moser, the thing that he loves the most for the sake of Hashem. Okay, that's what the Rambam says. The Rambam says the idea of a Nisayon, it's really not for the person, it's not for Hashem, it's just for everybody else. That's the purpose of a Nisayon, to tell everybody else what we're able to do. So the Ramban here is obviously taking a very different approach. And then what the Ramban says at the end here, at the end of the Akedah, he's just kind of closing that idea. Ki atayadati, mitchila haisa yirasu b'koach, So says the Ramban, initially, until that point, before the Akedah, the Yiras Hashem was in potential. Lo yatza lepoal b'maasa agadol hazeh. But it wasn't able to be brought into actuality until you got to this incredibly difficult challenge. V'ata, but now, noda b'maasa, v'hayez chuso shalem. But now, you brought it, it's known through your actions that you are a Yirei Hashem. And now you have the schus of being a Yirei Hashem. V'ti maskur tosh leima me'im Hashem alokei Yisrael. And then your reward will be complete from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So according to the Ramban, it is for the benefit of the person being tested. So there's something here about the Ramban which I understand and I connect to, but the way he formulates it, I don't know if the Ramban is dafka this way or not. But I think this Sforno takes the idea of the Ramban but gives it a little bit of a tweak. I don't know. I feel like there's a certain hashkafa here about modern, the way we think and being reward and punishment. We're not so connected to it, but I don't know. Look at this Sforno. Okay, this Sforno, I think, takes the idea of the Ramban, maybe makes it slightly different. To me, whatever. Maybe it's Chisaron, but I connect to the Sforno a little bit more than the formulation of the Ramban. Says the Sforno, Nisa'as Avram, okay, Hashem Nisa'as Avram, Kevan Shiyya Befoal, Ohev, Viyare, Kamo Shahaya Bakoach. So Mamash, the same expressions of the Ramban. Since as a result of the Akedah, Avram Avinu will be brought to a level of being somebody who through his actions is showing his love of Hashem, his fear of Hashem, which until that point was only in potential. Ubaze Yidme Yoser Leboru. And through that, he's able to be somebody who's closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, more similar to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shutov li'olam befoal, Hashem's essence, kaviyachol, is always doing good for the entire universe. Ki amnam hakavana b'mitzias ha'adam ha'isa shi'idme levoro. The purpose of creation is that we are put into this world, we're people who are half spiritual, half animal, and we're supposed to do as much as we can to improve ourselves, to be closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be similar to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, via efshar. As we see the nature of man in Bitzamenu Kidmu, I forgot what the Sforno says there, but it could be he says like the Ramban, that our nature is half afar mina adama, and half of our nature is nishmas chaim, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore our purpose is to, as much as possible, through our actions, get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just to highlight what I think the Sforno was saying, there's a Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara says as follows. Talking about who can be in a Sanhedrin. So it says, Titania, Ein Moshivin b'Sanhedrin zaken v'sris, umisha ein lo banim. Somebody who, these are some people who can't be in Sanhedrin. Somebody who's old. It's interesting because I feel like, what does that mean? Like, all Tamid Chachamim, Mistam are not young. Like, Dolei Ador are usually old, but I don't know. I'm not sure. But says the Braisa, you can't be in a Sanhedrin if you're old, if you're a sris, meaning somebody who's infertile, can't have kids. Umisha ein lo banim, for whatever reason, doesn't have kids. Add somebody who by his nature is a cruel person. Okay, now we understand. You can't be cruel in Sanhedrin because people are coming before you, right? You're supposed to, we learned at the end of the first parak of Makos how much we're supposed to try to avoid actually punishing. So somebody who's achzari, who's cruel, that's not so good. What about this zaken and the stris mish in lobanim? So says Rashi, zaken, sheshachach kfar litzar gidol banim. The person who's old, he didn't remember, he doesn't have the certain rachmanas. This person comes before him, he's like, you need to get a job and stop stealing from people and whatever. That's his attitude towards this guy. But he doesn't have a certain, he can't appreciate, sometimes we have challenges and sometimes, people make mistakes. I do dumb things, my kids do dumb things. We love them anyway. Ravino Rachmani v'chein stris. He's not somebody who has enough rachmim to be part of Sanhedrin and so too the stris. I'm going to take this Gemara a step further. Okay, somebody who Baruch Hashem is a father, somebody who's a husband, Mirat Hashem, you guys will get there in next number of years. But being married and being a parent is a 24-hour kind of nisayon. Meaning to say, I don't mean nisayon like in a bad way, like it's full of stress and it's terrible and you're always there always. But like, imagine you come home, okay? When you guys at the end of afternoon seder, you guys get to your dorm room. What time is it? 7:30. You guys are probably a little hungry, no? So what do you guys do when you're hungry?
Stricken chicken.
Okay. So imagine you get home. Your head is tired. Your body's tired. You didn't get enough sleep the night before. You get home and all of a sudden, your wife calls you. Okay, you got to get the kid into the bath. So you're like, okay, fine. I'll get the kid into the bath. And he comes, then you gotta do bedtime stories. And then you're like grabbing like a bite of stricken chicken, like as you're going, maybe like gulping down a little bit of water. I gotta run tomorrow. And your wife says, okay, but you gotta try to run back. So, I don't mean to portray it in like a negative light. Baruch Hashem, it's unbelievable. But it's language. The biggest change I found in my life was having a first kid. Why? Because until that point, you're autonomous. You basically make decisions when you want. You get up when you want. You daven when you want. You learn when you want. You eat when you want. When you get married, you do those things when you want with somebody else. You got to agree a little bit. But besides, the two of you can decide what you want to do. When you have a kid, it's done. You can never decide anything for yourself for like the next 21 years. And no more. Because then, Mirat Hashem, you'll have more kids and those kind of just push forward and forward. But it's a constant situation where you're in a point where you have to put somebody else's needs instead of yours. And you have to be somebody who's working on your patience and working on your whatever, working on your anger and working on, I don't know. It's this constant state of being where you're having the sionos. But that itself builds you to a point where you can't be built that way any other way. Meaning somebody who's going to be somebody, as the Braise is saying, you want to be part of Sanhedrin, you have to be somebody who has rachmanis, somebody who has patience, somebody who's looking at the positive side of people. Once you've gotten too old or you never had kids, you either never had that or you're past it. You got to be in a frame of mind where, you yourself are somebody who's full of love and full of patience and kind of appreciates that there's people, it's not always easy for people. You can only get to that point when you're in that situation. Meaning, I think our modern world, people really like to take it easy. People don't want to get married. People don't want to have kids. People don't want to get jobs, meaning, or whatever, jobs that are annoying. Why? Because I don't know why. I'm not a sociologist, I'm not a psychologist, whatever. For whatever reason, we're in a culture where people really like to take it easy. Which is nice. I like to take it easy too. It's fun. But forget about the fact that you probably won't be able to make money that way and live. But you won't. What's the purpose of living if you're not challenging yourself? Meaning, throughout life, marriage, children, it's the things that it's going to make you the most happy, the most fulfilled, and feel like you have the most purpose. That's absolutely true. But in addition to that, it builds you in a way that nothing else can build you. Meaning you're in a point where you constantly have to care about somebody else and take care of somebody else and work on your patience and work on your midos. You just can't get that in any other situation. And that's the point of life, as the Sforno says, right? If we want to be people who are rachmanim by shalom gomli chasadim like Avraham Avinu, so we have to be in situations where we're constantly being tested to be able to achieve that. So what I said before, that I think the Sforno is like the Ramban, but just a little bit of a tweak. So the Sforno says, right, the same thing as the Ramban, right? But as opposed to for the Ramban, who stresses the idea, and therefore you're somebody who's going to get rewarded for the Ma'aseh Tov. As does the Ramban say it? So he says, and in the second one he says, you're going to be rewarded. The Sforno is saying, I'm not focusing on the reward. I'm just focusing on who you are as a person. Avraham Avinu before Akedah was not the same Avraham Avinu as post Akedah. Meaning you're somebody who's achieved this incredible Yiras Hashem. I remember when we made Aliyah and we didn't have much money. And we didn't really know what we'd be doing. My wife thought she had a dime, but she didn't. So that was an incredibly deep building experience for Bitachon. Unfortunately, I feel like, I'm not at that level anymore because I don't have that same Nisayon. When you're in the Nisayon, you have to, it's not Hashem, I realize only you can take care of us. That builds Bitachon. Hopefully we have a little bit left over from that Nisayon. Hashem should help us be able to achieve that without Nisayonos. But Rachman al-Hassan, somebody's tested in all sorts of different areas. If it's more serious or less serious, hopefully they realize afterwards, wow, that test really helped me grow as a person. And you can't achieve that unless you're put in that situation of Nisayon. So to summarize, it says, Ve'elokim Nisas Avram, Hashem tested Avram. And the question is, what does it mean Hashem tested somebody? Hashem knows what we're going to do. Hashem knows what our abilities are. What's the point? What's the point of testing us? For the Rambam, he kind of accepts the question. There's no point. Meaning, from Hashem's perspective, from the person's perspective, there's no point. But the world is not just between us and Hashem. The world is full of now billions of people that, and everybody can kind of see other people and learn from them or be negatively influenced by them. So Hashem says, I know what you can do. And maybe you don't know what you can do, but that's okay. Meaning you are who you are and you're a good person. But I want to be able to bring that out and show it to other people so they can also grow and know. We should see Avraham Avinu, what it means to be Moser Nefesh, what it means to be somebody who's be able to have Bitachon, even though it's irrational and seems to be incomprehensible. Absolutely. Definitely, we understand what the Rambam's saying. But basically, he accepts the question that Nisayon is not really for Hashem or for the person. For the Ramban, and then for the Sforno, so he says, no, Achanami. It's not for the Minaseh, but it's for the Minuseh. It's for the person being tested. And in two ways. One way, as the Ramban says, to be able to bring the person through his actions, to build himself so he could achieve the reward for somebody who has grown. And the Sforno says, but even forget about the reward. Take it a step back. Yeah, you can become a better person. And that is the purpose of the Nisayon. When you have in your heart the ability to have patience, the ability to make the right decision about what you should do Thursday nights, you have the ability to, whatever it is, to talk to your parents with patience. You have that ability. But when you're actually tested enough to do it, that makes you a better person. That makes you a better person. It makes you closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It could be that the Ramban and the Sforno or Mamash are saying the same thing on two sides of the same of the coin. The closer we are to Hashem, then the more we'll be rewarded. Meaning it's the same exact thing, but okay, that's for a different time. So may Hashem save us from nisyonos. It's hard to say. We want to grow. We want to be better people. May Hashem help us grow and be holy, complete people without difficult nisyonos. But if somebody's in a situation of nisyon, to have the perspective that it's your to help me grow and to become, one step better. Adkan.